So this would be the Sherman Hall Bell Tower. This is from a 3D SketchUp model created in Google SketchUp, which is a free open source product for education. And then we take the object in 3D out, run it through a software that'll actually create small slices of the object, and then we take that in and put it in the printer. And
then you have to construct it? How it works?
Yeah, I can show you how to do some of the building here in Google SketchUp. So you can see what it amounts to. But some of the models are here that we have so far.
Can I pick this up?
Sure.
What
absolutely.
Is this?
Okay, let me show you this. This one is the first one of the bell towers that we did. We did this one at maximum size. This is 150 millimeters to the top. But then we thought, well, this is kind of nice, but let's make it bigger. So we actually took the top of this off like that, and we printed again at maximum size. Now, what it has to do, because the thing actually needs a little support on it because of these openings. You know, uh-huh. It can't print in nothingness. So what happens is when it prints it, it comes out looking not quite like what you're after, but all of these supports will actually just peel right off.
Like, and this is all paper.
This is actually plastic. It's ABS plastic. And which is a lot more durable. But as you can see, the structure is there underneath as I pull parts of this away.
All right, I see that.
Okay. So that'll take me about an hour to clean up, just pulling off the support structures of that particular model. And then I have the top of that bell tower printing right now. So this is the MakerBot Replicator 2X. It's a printer that will a 3D printer that allows two different extruders, so I can actually print two colors at the same time. The printer uses spools of color filament made out of ABS plastic. It then just heats it up inside of the extruder, and it prints a layer at a time. So as you can see, there's these big spools on the back of the printer that come up into the printer where it's heated. And you can see as the bot moves around that it's actually building the object for us. It doesn't look perfect because, again, those are the support structures that it needs in there. Those will just end up peeling off like I just showed you a minute ago. We're running that in yellow, but we have a variety of colors. Just about any color you want is available out there.
So what do you do? Do you feed it, say, a photograph of an object? And then instead of creating a 2D copy, it's actually creating a 3D copy of it?
That's along the lines. Now, we have tried taking photographs of physical objects that already exist. And what has to happen is it has to create a gradient, a 3D mesh of what the object looks like. I can show you again another copy in there, but we have a mask that we took about 43 pictures of, uploaded it to the cloud, and it gave us back a 3D rendering of what it thought the object should be. When we printed it, the quality wasn't what we were hoping for, but you know that technology is still catching up. We have the output, but we just have to be able to be able to scan this thing initially, and it's not quite there yet. They're working on this actual company is still working on making a digitizer. They have a store now they've set up in New York where you're able to walk in, it'll snap a picture of you, and out of the printer it comes a little bust of your head. So
I mean, all this stuff is neat. Is there like a practical application for this?
Sure, there's a lot of applications in prototyping, of course. We've actually been kind of surprised as faculty members come in and see this thing, their eyes light up and they're like, oh, I know how we can use this. Say in nursing, maybe they're doing a nutritional program where they want to show people what food looks like, proportions of food. They'll be able to actually, we could actually print out a chicken leg, for example, and say this is what the proper portion of a chicken leg would look like, and they could actually arrange those on the plates. So there's also a lot of applications in geography. You're able to print out terrain. So you could take the terrain, say, of the Grand Canyon and actually print this out, and then somebody that is visually impaired could actually feel and see what the Grand Canyon kind of looks like. So.
All right. So this isn't just something for your department's use. This is something that's going to be used university-wide.
Yeah, we're promoting the use to faculty. We support faculty. So faculty will be able to bring a rendering here, and we'll be able to run it through the process and give them back something that they can use for research or any of those kinds of activities. Even the psychology department does a lot with testing equipment, and sometimes the knobs and dials and things might get a little worn or disappear, and we'll be even able to render those kinds of things for them for replacements. So there's a lot of applications.
What does a MakerBot 2 run these days?
It's less than right around $2,000 for a MakerBot 1 with a single extruder. And then, of course, we were able to take advantage of an educational discount and things like that. So we were set up with all the colors and things and the double extruder for a little less than $3,000.
All right. That sounds cheap to me, actually. I would think technology like this would be quite expensive, although I think you mentioned the other room that the price has really come down.
Yes. And Amazon's coming out. I heard they have a cheap one. An Amazon brand of one that's even less than that. So this company we went with because they're seeming to be on the leading edge. We had a demonstration at the Faculty Summer Institute held at the University of Illinois, and we had some people come in. They have a lab set up down there of these MakerBots, and they've been very impressed with them. They said they're very durable, and that's kind of proving to be the case. They were able to print a part to fix one of their own MakerBots that went down. So they had two MakerBots. So one of them was needing a part. They printed the part on the other MakerBot and were able to fix the first MakerBot. So neat applications.
How long have you had this?
About 3 or 4 weeks. Still pretty new.
So. Still learning about it?
Definitely. I think I learn something new every week. Every time I run it, I think.
Has it met your expectations so far?
I think it's exceeded our expectations. We weren't expecting the detail that it's been able to provide. As long as we can get the model to print large enough, we are able to keep all kinds of details.
Would you recommend getting more of these, or is there not a need to have more than one if you have one?
I think it would depend on the program and what it is you're planning on doing. I don't know that they're yet for the consumer market. They're getting closer. As we may not be too far from the world where instead of making a trip to the hardware store to buy a part, we'll be able to just print it at home. So,
a usable part?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is, you were showing me with the Sherman Hall model, that was a plastic of some sort. Is that what this prints? Is that the proper term? Is this printing right now, and is it using plastic rather than paper?
Yes, it's all using plastic. It's an ABS plastic when you're done, which is very similar to the pipes that you're using in your house, the plumbing pipes. So it's a fairly durable. I mean, it is breakable because it's somewhat thin. But if you're looking at doing a prototype or maybe using this as a model and then doing a casting from it, this is going to work great.
All right. What else can you tell me about it? What do you think people might want to know about this?
It's a very interesting technology. I see a lot of applications. It's definitely for somebody that wants to get in and start playing around with generating 3D shapes. There is a bit of a learning curve, as we're finding out. There are things that we keep trying to improve as we go through the process and learn, but it's a unique technology, and it's very exciting and a lot of applications.
All right. I can't think of anything else to ask you right now. Do you anticipate, you've only had this for a few weeks. As we get closer to the start of the school year and into the fall semester, do you anticipate a heavy demand for this?
Well, I think once word gets out that we have this printer, I think we're going to see a lot of people coming through just to see what it can do, and then going back and giving some thought to what it is, how they can use this in their classes and things of that nature. So it's got a lot of potential for many disciplines, and it's just kind of fun to see something you create actually become something you can physically touch and use.
The Sherman Hall duplicates that you're making right now, what is the how will those be used?
We don't have any. We're just kind of using those as a model because they do have a lot of detail in them. Mm-hmm. So we're actually using those to kind of test the limits on what this is capable of doing. I have some other models that we've done that show, for example, two color renderings. So we have those kinds of things.
And, of course, some of this, like you said, is learning curve, too.
Yes. These are
Let's take the Sherman Hall bell tower and see what we can come up with.
Right, yes. And the amount of detail in that has been able to keep has been very amazing to me. In the smaller model that I showed you, we weren't able to keep the spindles that were on top. But in the larger model, we can actually see some small spindles that are on there as well.
How soon do you think, or how long might it be before these become consumer models? Are we close to the point where people might be getting something like this in their homes?
I think they need to work on that 3D scanning part of it, of the process first, because to make it, most people aren't going to want to pick up and learn how to use a CAD program in order to create a proper rendering. So I think as soon as they get that, I'm hoping maybe 3 years we could probably look to have some of these in our homes. That would be a guess based on how fast the technology is moving. So a few years ago, this would have been about $20,000. So.
All right. Like so much technology, it starts off very expensive and then it drops in price as it becomes more popular or there's more uses found for it.
Right, right.
All right. I think that should do it. Thanks.
Not a problem.